You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. While Adani Wilmar released its business update for the quarter ended March 31, 2024, earlier this month, stating that it has witnessed double-digit growth in both edible oils and foods businesses, Nuvama Institutional Equities estimated the FMCG firm's Q4 revenue to dip 4% on year. Abneesh Roy, Executive Director at Nuvama Institutional Equities, said they expect consolidated revenue to dip 4% year-on-year. However, EBITDA shall surge 43% year-on-year. Roy stated per the report, Adani Wilmar's edible oil business is expected to contract 4% year-on-year by value due to price cuts in edible oil in the wake of softer RM costs. The food and FMCG business, it added, is likely to grow 18% year-on-year, aided by its Kohinoor brand, whereas industry essentials suffered a double-digit decline. Next up, the stock of 197 Communication, the parent firm of Paytm, dipped 4% to an intraday low of ₹388 after Paytm Payments Bank MD and CEO Surinder Chawla submitted his resignation. The company, in an exchange filing, said that Chawla tendered his resignation due to personal reasons. He also wants to explore better career prospects. Chawla will be relieved from his duties on June 26th. Shares of 197 Communications have been seeing a free fall since RBI took action against the Paytm Payments Bank. Currently, the company operates as a third-party UPI service provider, just like peers PhonePe and Google Pay. Paytm share price has fallen 4.5% in the last 5 days and over 58% in the last 6 months. Moving on, Kolte Patil's shares witnessed a remarkable surge of almost 10% on Wednesday, April 10. This surge followed shortly after brokerage firm Motilal Oswal initiated coverage on the stock, along with a bullish buy recommendation. According to Motilal Oswal's analysis, the target price for Kolte Patil has been set at ₹700, indicating a potential upside of 34%. At the opening bell, Kolte Patil shares were trading at ₹536, marking a notable uptick from its previous close of ₹517.45. The rally continued as the stock quickly scaled to ₹567.80 on the NSE. By 10 a.m., the shares were trading at ₹561.65 apiece, reflecting an increase of 8.54%. In another development, women in tech have always been underrepresented, and if we talk about this year, according to a report by Skillsoft, nearly 31% of women in the technology industry are considering leaving the organization over the next 12 months. This, it added, is due to poor management, followed by a lack of training and for better compensation. In its annual Women in Tech report, Skillsoft said that a top barrier facing women pursuing careers in tech is the lack of training, particularly surrounding advancing technologies like generative AI. When asked which tech-related topic they're most interested in learning about, 41% of the respondents said AI. Meanwhile, Exide Industries achieved consecutive 52 weeks high following a partnership deal with Hyundai Motors Company and Kia Corporation for electric vehicle battery production in India. On April 9th, the two South Korean automotive giants announced a collaboration with Exide Energies Solutions Limited, a subsidiary of Exide Industries, to localize EV battery manufacturing in India. This partnership marks a significant advancement in India's EV sector, enhancing Exide Industries' market presence and highlighting its vital role in meeting the growing demand of EV components in the country. The MOU underscores Hyundai and Kia's commitment to localizing EV battery production, particularly focusing on lithium iron phosphate (LFP) cells, aligning with their ambitious EV plans for the Indian market. In other news, Hyundai Motor India has announced that its best-selling SUV, Creta, has garnered over 1 lakh bookings in just 3 months of its launch. The Korean automaker had launched the 2024 Creta SUV on January 16, with prices starting at ₹10.99 lakh and going all the way up to ₹19.99 lakh for the top-end model. The Creta SUV, averaging sales of over 13,000 units a month, has been one of the best sellers for Hyundai in India. In fact, as per estimates in FY2024, Hyundai Motor India sold over 1,50,000 Creta SUVs in the country. The Creta competes with the likes of the Kia Seltos, Tata Harrier, Maruti Suzuki Grand Vitara, Toyota Hyryder, and Mahindra Scorpio in India. Lastly, the National Stock Exchange of India on Wednesday cautioned investors against deepfake videos of its chief executive office, giving stock recommendations. In a release, the NSE said that it has identified deepfake investment and stock advisory videos that have used the face and voice of CEO Ashish Kumar Chauhan and also the NSE logo. NSE said that its officials are not authorized to recommend or deal in any stocks. The video, which is being circulated widely on social media platforms, contained false statements intended to mislead investors while also manipulating the stock market. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.